This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International pressure is growing on Israel and Hamas to extend a truce on Thursday after another exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners and humanitarian aid was delivered to the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, 16 more hostages were released by Hamas on the final day of a two-day truce extension, which is set to expire early on Thursday. Israel's prison service said it released 30 more Palestinians from its jails in a sixth round of swaps. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen originally from India.
The charges against Akhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
China's foreign minister Wang Yi claimed on Wednesday a recent increase in respiratory illnesses in China is a common issue faced by all countries, and Chinese authorities have it under effective control. The World Health Organization last week requested China provide detailed information on an increase in respiratory illnesses and reported clusters of pneumonia in children. This is VOA News. Slovak truckers will block the main crossing with Ukraine from Friday, the country's truckers association said, joining Polish protests to win restrictions against Ukrainian drivers. Polish truckers have been blocking several crossings with Ukraine since November 6 to demand tougher conditions for Ukrainian peers. Polish and Slovak truckers complain Ukrainian truckers offer cheaper prices for their services and also transport goods within the European Union, rather than just between the bloc and Ukraine. Since the start of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine, drone production in the country has surged. Ukrainian businesses have shifted from manufacturing products for peacetime to producing equipment for wartime. From Kyiv, Miroslava Gengadze explains.
Before the war, Dmytro Kovalchuk's company produced furniture. Registered in Ukraine, the UK, and the United States, it specialized in furnishing hotels worldwide. After Russia invaded in February 2022, Kovalchuk established a new company, Warbirds. With more than 100 employees, Warbirds develops and produces drones, and it trains drone operators for the front line. Kovalchuk says before the war, Ukraine had 7 drone producers. Today, it has more than 200.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
U.S. House of Representatives Republican Party majority members are considering a formal vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The probe began 2 months ago without an authorization vote, but GOP leaders are now pondering one, with White House lawyers arguing the investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. The probe has yielded no direct evidence of presidential wrongdoing.
I think our question is, impeach for what?
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP move is solely to please the former twice-impeached president.
Yet another attempt to make him happy.
Donald Trump has been pushing the GOP to impeach his successor as payback. Johnson visited with Trump in Florida last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Henry Kissinger, a controversial Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse who served under 2 U.S. presidents, left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died on Wednesday at age 100, Kissinger Associates said in a statement. He died at his home in the state of Connecticut. Kissinger had been active at age 100, attending meetings in the White House, publishing a book on leadership styles, and testifying before a Senate committee about the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.